Okay, welcome guys. Kiddushin Chabura. We are up to Mem Vav Amud Aleph, second half of the Amud by the Mishnah. But Ezra Shem, we actually alluded to this Mishnah a few Amudim ago, and we're going to go into greater detail about it now. And this recording will conclude the first half of the summer, Baruch Hashem. We've concluded the first half of our quota, of our blot. And Ezra Shem Rav Asi Kent will be continuing on with recording starting on Mem Vav Amud Beis, starting this coming Sunday, and please enjoy his klarkeit, his clarity, his wit, and his simchas achaim in giving a shir, and feel free to ask us, either of us, questions via text, via calling us, via email, whatever you'd like. We're here to help you throughout the summer, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll make a very nice completion of the second parak, hopefully by the end of the summer. Maybe one or two blots short, but you can finish it by Elul Be'ez Hashem, and you'll finish the entire second parak by the end of the summer. Okay, so let's begin with the Mishnah. Mem Vav Amud Aleph, smack in the middle. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'omer le'isha hiskachili b'tamara zu, hiskachili b'zu. So if a person, if a man goes over to a woman and wants to perform a ma'aseh kiddushin with a woman, and the way he frames and he phrases his kiddushin, his lashon kiddushin, is an individual statement. Hiskachili b'tamara zu, you should be mekudeshes to me in with this date. And then he repeats himself again, and he says, "Hiskachili b'zu, be mekadesh me with this date." So in other words, he's making two individual statements of kiddushin. So because he is saying "Hiskachili" twice, and they're both viewed as individual statements of kiddushin. So the halacha is im yesh ba'achas mehen shavar pruta mekudeshes ve'im lav ina mekudeshes. One of these tamarim, one of these dates, have to be a shavar pruta, because we know the minimum amount for a kesef kiddushin to be chal is with a shavar pruta. Because he is making these individual ma'aseh kiddushins, one of these two tamarim have to equal a shavar pruta. However, if neither of them equal a shavar pruta, even if in combination they do, that does not count. You cannot be matzar if you cannot combine these two tamarim to make a shavar pruta. Because he phrased his kiddushin as two individual phrases, two individual statements of kiddushin, hiskachili b'tamarazu, hiskachili b'tamarazu, so each individual statement, each individual kiddushin has to have its own halachic significance for it to work. If one of them has a shavar pruta, then the kiddushin will be chal. But if neither of them have a shavar pruta, even though maybe in combination it does have a shavar pruta, you cannot combine the two tamarim to make a shavar pruta, because he individualized each ma'aseh kiddushin by framing it and phrasing it in this way of hiskachili, hiskachili. Says the Gemara, however, statement number two of the Mishnah, uvezu, if he says hiskachili, you should be mekudeshes to me, but he doesn't repeat himself. He just says hiskachili bizu with this tamar, uvezu, and with this tamar, uvezu, and with this tamar. But he doesn't repeat himself and say hiskachi before each one. He just said hiskachili bizu bizu bizu. Oh, so his lashon implies that he's doing one ma'aseh kiddushin and he's using all of these tamarim, all of these dates towards his kesef kiddushin. And so now the Mishnah says differently, im yesh shavar pruta bekulan, if there is an amount of a shavar pruta in combination of all the tamarim, then mekudeshes, it works. Ve'im lav, in a mekudeshes, but if you don't have a shavar pruta in combination of all of them, then it's not mekudeshes. So in contradistinction to the resha, where it was individual, separate ma'aseh kiddushins, in which case you have to have a minimum shavar pruta in one of them in order for it to work, but a combination of the two tamarim to make a shavar pruta does not work, because it is individualized, separate ma'aseh kiddushins. The seifa, though, is saying that if you are kolel, if you put all of the tamarim under one heading, under one kiddushin of hiskachili, bizu, 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 then you are indicating that all of these tamarim are going towards your kesef kiddushin, and therefore you are allowed to combine all of them to make a shavar pruta, and if you do indeed have a combination of a shavar pruta, it will be a good kiddushin. Mashink, and if it's not a shavar pruta in combination, it will not be. Then the Mishnah ends off with a third statement, a little bit of a cryptic statement. Says the Mishnah, Haisa ochelas Rishona ena mikodeshes. If this woman, as she's receiving the tamarim, as she's receiving the dates, she eats the date one by one, as he says, hiskachili bezu, and so on, and she eats it as he says each one of those statements. So the halacha is she's not mikudeshes, and she yeh ba'achas men shavar pruta, unless one of them has a shavar pruta. Now this third statement of the Mishnah is a little bit cryptic, and more particularly, we don't know exactly is this part of the Mishnah going back on the first, on the Reisha, or on the case of the Seifa. We will discuss that in the Gemara. But to focus in on our Mishnah is making a distinction as to how a person, as to how a husband frames and phrases his Lashon of Kiddushin. If he makes individual statements of Hiskachi, then each one on its own merit has to have a Shavar Pruta in order for it to work. If none of them do, then she's not Mekudeshes, even though in combination it may be a Shavar Pruta. Masha Inki in the Seifa, you're being kolel all the Tamarim under one heading, and therefore you're allowed to combine all the Tamarim to a Shavar Pruta. So the Gemara wants to know, who is the author of our Mishnah? We should remember this from the previous Amudim. Ma'an Tana, who is the author of our Mishnah? Hiskachi, who is the author? Amar Rabba, Reb Shimini, the famous Shita of Reb Shimon, the Amar Ad Sheyomer Shvua Lechol Echad VeEchad. If you recall earlier, in the Plata we learned earlier, we quoted the Shita of Reb Shimon, who was discussing a case where, let's say, Reuven was asked to be a Shomer of five different Pigdonos, five different deposits from five different people. And lo and behold, they come and collect, and he says that he does not have their money, their pikadon, and he takes a shvua. He takes a shvua to that effect. Now the halach is that if you end up being moda that you were lying, you swore falsely, then you're chayef to bring a carbon asham, asham gzelos, with a chomish, you're supposed to bring carbon asham. So the question is, if he makes this shvua to these five people, how many karbanos does he have to give? So Rav Shimon is of the opinion that if he says the word shvua to you, and shvua to you, shvua, he says it five times, I'm making a shvua that I don't own your pikadon, I'm making a shvua that I don't have your pikadon, and so on and so forth, he repeats the word shvua, then he's chayav five separate karbanos, because he lied and swore falsely five times, and he was moded to it. However, if he just says the word Shavua once, and he just says, and to you, Reuben, and to you, Shimon, and to you, Levi, and to you, Yehuda, I don't have your stuff, but he only said Shavua once, then he's only chayiv one karbon, because since he said Uvizu, 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 but he did not repeat himself saying Shavua five times, he's only chayiv one karbon because he's making one generic Shavua that he's later being moded to that he swore falsely. So says our Gemara, this is exactly Rav Shimon. We see from Rav Shimon that in order to individualize statements, you have to repeat the main verb again. Just like by Shvua, 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 in order to be chai five separate karbonos, you have to say the word Shvua five times. So too our Mishnah says, Hiskachili, saying the word Kiddushin two separate times makes it two separate Maisa Kiddushins, which was the Reisha of our Mishnah. However, says Rav Shimon, if you just say the word Shvua once, and you say Vizu, 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 you only have one carbon. So to our Mishnah, in the second, in the Seifa, where it says, Hiskachili, Vizu, 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 one time Kiddushin, but he says Vizu, Vizu, Vizu with every single Tamar. So you're allowed to combine it because it's one elongated, one generic Maise Kiddushin. That was the first part of the Gemara. It says the Gemara right there. We had a third part of the Mishnah that said that if she eats each tamar as he gives it to her, she's not mikudeshes unless one of them has a shavar pruta. The Gemara wants to know, what is this going back on? Bizu, 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 imish mikudeshes shavar pruta. Ahaya, what is the third case going back on? Ilema aresha. If you want to tell me that it's going back on the aresha, and it says, the aresha says, hiskachili, two separate times, you need to have a shavar pruta in each one. And now the Mishnah is coming to say in the third statement that if she eats it, it doesn't work. You have to have a Shavar Pruta in one of them. The Gemara asks then, if it's going back on the Reisha, or variation off of the Reisha, my area, Ochelas, why does the Mishnah in the third statement have to say that she's eating it? We already learned in the Reisha, Afilu Manachas Nami. Even if you give her each tamar and you say hiskachli separately, and she just simply puts it down, then we already pointed out in the Reisha that you need to have a Shor Pruta in one of them. You can't combine. So what's the added chiddush by saying if she eats it and she eats it and she eats it, you can't combine? We already know you can't combine even if you don't eat it. What's the added chiddush of saying you ate it? So the Seifa, the last part of our Mishnah, cannot be going on the Reisha of our Mishnah, in where it says hiskachli, 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 because there wouldn't be any added chiddush in telling us that she ate it. We already know, even if she didn't eat it, that you can't combine. Says Gemara, Ella, you'll tell me a seifa. Maybe it's going back on the second statement on hiskachli vizu vizu vizu, which is one elongated ma'isa kiddushin. Iskachli bezu bezu bezu, and you are allowed to combine all of them to make a shavar pruta. And now this third part of the Mishnah is telling us a qualification and modifying that if you eat them, though, then as long as one of them is mikudeshes, is shavar pruta, it works. Now, if that's what it's going back on, says the Gemara, v'afila b'kamaisa. The Mishnah implies, though, that if she's eating one tamar, one tamar, one tamar, after he said hiskachli bezu bezu bezu, he's making one generic hiddushin with all of these tamarim. The Mishnah in the third statement says that if she eats each one of them, as long as one of them has a shavar pruta, she's mikudeshes, which implies if any one of them, even if you just did the first one. But says the Gemara, how can that be? V'ha milvehi. This would be the equivalent of a loan, of a milveh. What does the Gemara mean? If you're telling me it's going on the Seifa, where the person is saying, one Maisa Kedushin, Skachili, Bezu, 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 one Maisa Kedushin, with, let's say, 10 Tamarim, and he's saying, I want to be Mekadishu with all 10 of these. And what is the Mishnah ending off by saying? Well, if she eats each one of them, then as long as one of them has a shavar pruta, that's good enough. You can't combine, but if one of them has a shavar pruta, it's good enough, which implies even the first one. But 1 second. If he is saying hiskachli bezu, 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 that means his kiddushin will not be chal until after he gives her all the tamarim, the 10th tamar. Once he gives her the 10th one, that's when the kiddushin is chal. So that means that the first 9 are being given to her bepikadon. They're being given to her pending. They're being given to her as a deposit, pending the final 10th one to see if one of them had a shavar pruta. Because he's basically telling her, I'm doing one ma'isa kedushin with all 10. So until he gives her all 10, the kedushin's not over yet. It's not chal. So that means that the first 9 that he's giving her is all bepikadon. It's all a deposit to see what will happen. If that's the case, that means that the Mishnah in the end is saying that if she eats each one, that means that as soon as she eats the first, second, third, or fourth one, all of those tamarim become a loan now, because once she eats it, she now owes him that money. The kiddushin has not been chal yet. She now owes him each one of those tamarim, because she's eating them. It wasn't given to her as a matana, it was given to her pending a final kiddushin, and we have to see if it gets fulfilled or not. So if she's eating it, though, that means it becomes a loan. So how can the seifa of the Mishnah, the very end, say that if she eats it, as long as one of them is a shavar pruta, it works? That implies that even if the first or second one was a shavar pruta, it'll be a good kiddushin. But that's not true, because once you pass the first and second one and she already ate it, even if one of them had a shavar pruta, but since the kiddushin is only going to be chal afterwards, at stage 10, at the 10th tamar, those first tamarim, the first one or the second one that was a shavar pruta, can't count. They can't count towards your ma'isa kiddushin, not even if they have a shavar pruta, because they are all on loan. And it's a principle and a rule of thumb, as we will see in the next amud, also a little bit later on, that you cannot be mekadesh a woman through a milveh. You can't tell a girl who owes you $100, I'm going to be mekadesh you with the loan that I gave you. With the original money that I gave you, I'm mekadeshing with you, with that original loan that I gave you. You cannot be mekadesh b'milve. So here too, if I give you 10 tamarim and the first one is shavar pruta, that means that, and you ate it, That means you owe me that money. I can't make Kaddish you with that. So says the Gemara, it can't be on the Reisha because Ochelos is not a Chiddush. And it can't be on the Seva because it wouldn't be true. Because it implies that even if the first one of the Tumarim that you gave was a Kshara Pruta, it would have worked. But what do you mean? She ate it. If she ate it, that means it's alone. It doesn't say a specific Tamar. It says any one of them, even the first one. Obviously, if it referred to the 10th one, then we would have been okay. Because if the 10th one has a Shavar Pruta, that means that that's the end of the Maisa Kedushin. Hiskachli bazoo, 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 bazoo. The 10th one marks the final end of the Kedushin. If that one had a Shavar Pruta, the Kedushin is Chal. If she eats it afterwards, so what? It's over. The Kedushin was already Chal. But that's not what this third part of the Mishnah said. It said any one of the 10. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Niman of Shach, which one is it? So the Gemara gives two approaches to answer this question. And as you guessed, the first approach is going to say it's on the Reisha and somehow show us a Chiddush. The second approach is going to be on the Seifa and somehow get out of the Kasha we just asked about Nova. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Shulchan, Bar Yibasa, Bar Yisakin, Amin, Lanuz, Le'echo. Rabbi Yochanan gives us a little bit of a mushel for what the situation that we're in. We are in a predicament. We have the table, we have a piece of meat, and we have a knife. But we can't eat anything because we have no answer to this question. That's how dramatic Rabbi Yochanan viewed this question. The question is mamash like food on the table. I have everything in front of me, but I can't eat. What's the answer to this question? So we have two approaches. Approach number one is Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, Amri Tarvayu. Le'olam Areisha. We're going to say that the third part of the Mishnah that says that she's eating each tamar is going back on the Reisha. And the Reisha said two separate statements, hiskachili, two separate Maaseh Kedushins, which we said does not work to combine. One of them has to have a Shor Pruta. So now comes along the Mishnah and says, if she eats them, you still need a Shor Pruta. What's the Chiddush? The Mishnah is speaking in a way of Lomi Baye, that in a way of certainly. Certainly, if you just keep it and not eat it, it will not work. Eat one of them has to have a Shor Pruta. But says the Gemara, the Iika Shor Pruta in Ilolo, it has to have a Shor Pruta. If not, not. It doesn't work. So what's the chiddush of this third statement of the Mishnah? Avalo Cheles. But if the woman eats it, Hoel umekarva haniasa, since by eating it she gets an immediate benefit, Ema Gomro Makani Nafsha, you may have thought that she will be Gomer Das and she'll agree to be makni herself to the man because she ate it. So even though he made two separate statements, Iskachili Vitmarzu, and neither of them are Shavar Pruta, which we said is not Mikudashas, but maybe you would have thought that if she eats them, although it's not a Shavar Pruta, it would work. Because since she gets an immediate benefit of eating this tamar, even though it's not a Shavar Pruta, maybe it would be chal. That's why this last part of the Mishnah has to teach us that even if she eats it, it still doesn't work. Even though we already know that if she doesn't eat it, it doesn't work, unless you have a Shavar Pruta, says the Mishnah, and even if she eats it, it will not work even unless one of them is a Shor Pruta. Eating it, giving it, which gives you an immediate benefit, does not replace the fact that it's less than a Shor Pruta. You need to have a minimum Shor Pruta, even though you can somehow conjure up an immediate benefit in the fact that she ate this tamar. That was all approach one, that really the last part of the Mishnah of Ocheles is a variation off of the Reisha, which adds another Chiddush, in that, even if you eat it, you still need a Shavar Pruta, because don't think that the eating itself, which gives you an immediate benefit, can serve as the Kedushin, even though there's no Shavar Pruta. Kamash one, you need a Shavar Pruta, even by Ocheles. That's approach number one. Approach number two is Rav Ami. Rav Ami Amar Le'olam Asefa. Really, we're going back on the Mishnah on the Seifa, where the Seifa said that he says, Hiskachili bazoo, 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 bazoo. One long Maisa Kedushin, 10 Tamarim. He gives her 10 dates. The Mishnah implied that as long as one of them had it, had a Shavar Pruta, it works. Even the first one. But what do you mean? If the last part of the Mishnah is going on that, that means that she ate it. And that even the first one counts towards your Maisa Kedushin, towards your Shavar Pruta. even if it has a shor pruta, it works, and it can affect the kedushin. What do you mean? When she ate it, it's a milva, it's a halva, because she was only given to her as a deposit until the kedushin is over at the 10th tamar. So how can you mekadesh with a milva? It sounds like even the first one it works. So the Gemara says, not a problem. Let's change up the word of the Mishnah. Umay achiye ba'achas ben sharpruta. What does it mean that one of them has to have a sharpruta? It does not mean any one of them. Rather, achiye ba'achrona sharpruta. It means that unless the 10th one is a sharpruta. So really, it's going back on the seifa of the Mishnah, which says that he's saying one long ma'aseh kedushin. His kachili be mekudeshes to me with these 10 tamarim. And of course, if she eats each one of them, the first 9 will not work, even if it has a shor pruta, because they're all a halva, and you can't be mekadesh a woman with a halva. But if the last one, number 10, is a shor pruta, it will work, because once he gives it to her, the 10th one, that marks the end of the kedushin, and the 10th one has a shor pruta, so she is chal with kedushin. The fact that she eats it a second later is inconsequential, because she's already mekudeshes. So these are the two approaches of our Mishnah for how the third line of Ocheles is explaining our Mishnah. Either Ocheles is going is a variation off of the Reisha, which the Reisha was talking about two separate statements of Hiskachili, and now we're having a variation, a modification, that even though she ate it, it still needs a Shor Pruta in one of them. You can't say that the eating replaces the fact that it needs to be a shor pruta because she gets immediate benefit. You cannot say that. Rather, you need a shor pruta. And option number 2, Rav Ami says that no, the halacha of Ocheles is a variation off of the seifa. The seifa, which said that it's one long ma'aseh kedushin with 10 dates, is saying that if she eats it, you still need a shor pruta in the 10th one. The first 9 are all havas, that doesn't work, but the 10th one needs to have a shor pruta if she eats it. So it's a chumrah according to the second mahalach, that even though he said one long ma'aseh kedushin, you need a shor pruta in the 10th one, you would not be able to use the first 9 towards your shor pruta status because she's eating them. Once she's eating them, it's all a load. So the Gemara just ends off with 3 shmaminas from Rav Ami. Amar Rava, Shma Mina, Midr Rav Ami, Tlos. Let's learn out 3 halachas from Rav Ami. Shma Mina, number 1. HaMekadesh B'milva Eina Mekudeshes. As we pointed out, you cannot be Mekadesh with a loan. It does not work. And which we just explained in his approach, Rav Ami, he assumed that once she eats the dates, those are all considered halvas, and that's why it's Eina Mekudeshes. That's what you see from Rav Ami. Number 2, v'shma minah hamikadesh v'milva upruta daita apruta. Shma minah, that if a man wants to mikadesh a woman with a halva and a actual pruta, it will work, even though the halva part of it will not work, but doesn't matter because the girl will have das on the pruta. And that's exactly what we're talking about here in our Mishnah, according to Rav Ami, because Rav Ami is telling us that the first 9 are all considered halva because she ate them, but the 10th one is considered a pruta and it will be chal as a good kedushin. So you see that even though he's giving her 10 tamarim, 9 of them are halva and off limits, the 10th one, which is an actual pruta, her das will be on the 10th one and it will work. That's the second Shema Minah. And the third Shema Minah, v'Shema Minah, ma'os ba'alma chozrim, that when a man gives kedushin money to a woman, that kedushin money is not a kedush, is not money which is a matana, and we'll see if it turns out to be a kedushin, but rather it's a pikadon. It's viewed as a deposit and pending the kedushin. If the kedushin is chal, then she'll be able to keep it, but if the kedushin is not chal, then the money has to be returned. That we see from Rav Ami, because Rav Ami said that when the person, since he's learning up the case of Ocheles, is going back on the case of Hiskachli Bezu 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 of the 10 Tamarim, I'm being Mekadesh with all 10, and he's pointing out that as soon as she eats it, she now owes him that money. That must mean, that must show us that really all that those Tamarim that are being given to her up until the Kedushin Chal were given as a Pikadon, which she is required and responsible to return back to the Baal. That's the third Shema Aminah that we see from Rav Ami. Ashakayach, it was a pleasure recording all of these recordings. Baruch Hashem, close to 30 recordings, both Bibikias, both Bibi'ian, Shakla Vitariach, hopefully with the Clarkite. I gained a lot from all the 70 guys who are listening, Baruch Hashem, who are on the chat, who are trying to pay attention and follow along. And I really appreciate everyone's perseverance, hasmada, amelus, and I wish you all bracha v'hatzlocha b'chol and yonim ruchniyim v'gashmias, that you should be zoicha to finish shas and poskim, and kedushin should just be the first stepping stone in all of the shas and poskim that you will all, be'ezr Hashem, be zoicha to learn. And I commend you for learning during shas harifyum, during the shas hakaitzman. It's a tremendous feat, and I envy the amount of perseverance that each and one of you have. And Be'ezr Hashem, you should spill it over to the rest of the year, and you should enjoy the next 4 weeks, next 5 weeks with Rav Asi. And Be'ezr Hashem, all of you should be zoicha to finish the second parak, finish all of Kiddushin, and finish all of Shas. Hatzlocha.